A report issued in 2010 by President Barack Obama's National Commission on Fiscal Responsibility and Reform recommended an overhaul of the nation's complex and loophole-ridden tax code. Although the commission's recommendations were not adopted by Congress, the president put forward one element of the plan on February 22nd that would reform corporate tax rates. The president proposed cutting the top corporate taxes from 35% to 28%, with a 25% drop for U.S.-based manufacturers. Concurrently, the plan would also eliminate many loopholes that had allowed some of the nation's largest corporations to pay little or no taxes at all. But the administration maintains that their proposal would remain revenue neutral, meaning that corporations under their plan would pay no more taxes in the future than they're paying now. The effective corporate tax rate in the U.S. is at the lowest level they've been in some 40 years. The Congressional Budget Office reported that taxes paid on corporate profits in 2011 averaged 12.1% as compared to 25.6% paid between 1987 and 2008. Another estimate found that corporate taxes as a percentage of federal government revenues fell from 32% in 1953 to just 10% today. As the birth of the Occupy Wall Street movement has provoked protest and debate about growing income inequality in the U.S., many economists and progressive activists have criticized the president's plan for not increasing the tax burden on large corporations that are now holding an estimated $2 trillion in cash. Your reporter spoke with Chris Rood, a political economist who has worked for both the Federal Reserve Bank of New York and on Wall Street. Here, Rood, who currently is active with the Occupy Wall Street movement, takes a critical look at President Obama's corporate tax cut plan.
It does reduce the corporate tax rate from 35% to 28%. But on the other hand, it also pretends to be revenue neutral, which means it's designed not to raise the taxes on corporation in total, but rather to have the total amount of taxes raised from the corporate sector remain unchanged. It reduces the overall tax rate, as I said, by a certain percentage, and what it's revenue neutral by eliminating a certain kind of tax loopholes. Three in particular are important. Under current law, corporations are allowed to full deduct all their interest costs. This bill eliminates the tax deductibility of interest costs for corporations. Also, under current law, something which is known as carried interest is not taxed. Carried interest is basically the kind of fees which hedge fund managers get, and it's taxed at a very low tax rate, namely around 15%. And finally, the Obama proposal eliminates certain incentives for corporations to basically keep their foreign profits abroad so that they're not taxed. Under current law, the foreign profits of multinational corporations are not taxed until they're, quote, returned home. The difficulty with the overall proposal is that it's revenue neutral. It doesn't raise taxes. And what Obama's proposal does, and I could put all the other Republican proposals in the same category, I would call them basically kind of a pre-election posturing. And what all these proposals avoid talking about is what's going to happen after the election is over. And if we recall, one of the things which is still left hanging in the air are the Bush tax cuts. The Bush tax cuts were set to expire, and they're renewed basically under Obama, and they're set to expire again, and they will expire after the election is over, leaving a budget hole in the budget roughly over the next decade, according to the Congressional Budget Office, about $633 billion, which is going to have to be filled somehow, and presumably what the powers that be are mandating or what happened, I'd include probably Obama in this, is to have that gap, that $633 billion gap in the budget, be filled by spending cuts.
Chris, you want to speak to the shift in the tax burden? What was the effective tax rate on big corporations around the country going back to the Eisenhower administration, and what percentage of taxes do they pay these days? And how does that affect income inequality that Occupy Wall Street and many people around the country have a growing concern about?
Well, comporting tax rates is a controversial estimate, controversial procedure. What I've simply done, I've simply taken corporate taxes and divided them by corporate income. And basically around 1949, 1950, the average corporate tax rate was around 50%. And right now, in a current date, and recently as 2010, it's basically around 22%. And similarly, the tax rates for wealthy individuals have been cut significantly. Highest tax rates for the top highest individuals were basically around 70% throughout the 60s, and right now they're around 30%. So there's a slight progressivity to personal income taxes now, but it's much, much less so than it was in the past.
If you were to put proposals on the table to remake our tax system to be fairer and to be a boost for the economy generally, what important elements would you propose?
Well, on the budget, there's always two sides to the equations. I mean, it's always the tax side and the expenditure side. I think we should have significant increases in corporate taxes and taxes on high-income individuals. I would also impose a steep transactions tax. We have a financial system which is based on trading, not long-term investment. A significant reform would be to tax transactions, tax creation of credit, of derivatives, all forms. And we could also, that'd be a nice source of income as well. And on the spending side, I'm in favor of a national health care system, a national pension system. I think we should have free university educational system. There's no reason why students should get in debt as they are nowadays because of our private universities are so expensive. And I think we need to really think our public housing system. You know, we're in a situation where one of the causes of our crisis is in the housing industry and the problem of mortgages. And we have to really think in serious ways in which we're going to create housing for all of us. There's no reason why anybody should be homeless.
That was Chris Rood, a political economist who serves on the steering committee of the Union for Radical Political Economics and is active with the Occupy Wall Street movement. Find links to more analysis and commentary on tax policy on our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.